The cholera crisis is surging again in Haiti. After the 2010 earthquake, there was a serious outbreak. It subsided for a while, and now, in recent months, has spiked again. A team from Mass General Hospital has just arrived to help out. They'll be working at the Hospital Albert Schweitzer in the town of Deschapelle, just north of the capital, Port-au-Prince. Grace Devaney, who leads the team, joins us from there this morning. She's a nurse who works with the Center for Global Health at MGH. Grace Devaney, good morning, and thanks for speaking to WBUR.
Thank you for having me.
Let me ask you, Grace, tell us about the extent of the crisis. How many people are getting cholera right now?
Well, at Albert Schweitzer Hospital, they currently have over 100 patients, and they're seeing about 30 new patients a day.
You got to Albert Schweitzer Hospital just last night. Tell us about what you found there so far.
Well, we did get take a quick tour of the hospital. Right now they have, because the hospital is so overloaded with patients, they have had to put up extra tents. So there's about 5 cholera tents housing people that are that they're trying to rehydrate who have come in with cholera.
5 tents, each housing how many people? How many people sickened in that hospital right now, as near as you can tell?
There's a little over 100 patients that currently have cholera, and then they're still seeing, you know, a good amount of new patients every day.
You're leading the MGH team there. What will the team be doing in Haiti?
So the Mass General Center for Global Health team, there's 5 nurses and 1 doctor who've come down. Mostly what we'll be doing is lending an extra pair of hands to the local team that's overwhelmed here. So we'll be doing a lot of direct patient care in terms of just rehydrating people and treating people. We'll also be doing helping the local nurses and doctors educate the population on what is cholera and how do you prevent it, and when do you come to the hospital? Because it is a very deadly disease. You can dehydrate and die within 48 hours. So it's very important that the population know how to prevent it and know when to come and seek help.
Haiti, of course, is still trying to recover from the horrible earthquake that hit in January of last year. To what extent does that make the working conditions there difficult? Does it make it more difficult for Haitians to control diseases such as cholera?
Absolutely. Even driving through Port-au-Prince, there's a large portion of the population who's still living in tent camps. I think it's a huge problem. People living in such close quarters is leading to greater spread of the disease.
As I understand it, this is your 4th trip to Haiti since the earthquake. Describe conditions there now compared with your previous visits. Has the living situation improved?
I think that you do see that there's more people in the markets. There's more people buying and selling. I think that those are always good signs. But the tent camps are still there. There's still people, a large percent of the population that's living in tents and is not back in their homes. There's been a little bit of rebuilding, but probably not what you would like to see. I think there's still a lot of work to be done in Haiti. I think that Haiti still needs a lot of help.
What do you hope to accomplish?
I hope that in our time that we're here that we get a chance to help, a percentage of the population, and that we can make a difference and, hopefully educate a few people while we're here. The problem is very, very large. Our team of 6-7 people is not going to solve the cholera problem, but we can make an impact where we are here at Albert Schweitzer.
Grace Devaney, who's on the line with us this morning from the Hospital Albert Schweitzer in Deschapelle, Haiti. She's a nurse leading a medical team from Mass General Hospital there, helping out amidst a surge in cholera cases in Haiti. Grace Devaney, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you for having me.
You can follow the work of Grace Devaney's team in Haiti on Twitter. Their handle is @MassGeneralNews.